Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, and also for those that will be listening on the phone later in the recording and also on the radio. Welcome, dear ones, on this blessed Sabbath, December 31st, 2016. This is lesson 211, chapter 45, entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross, Part 3. Our opening song is a scripture song taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile, depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile, seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34:11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises on your blessed Sabbath day. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely throughout another week. Lord, I pray that you will open up our hearts and our ears and our minds and our hearts to receive your words of truth and inspiration today, dear Father God. Let not your words be fallen to deaf ear, dear Father God, or to deaf hearts, dear Father. And let it not just sit with us, but let our light so shine before men that they can see your good works, dear Father, and glorify you in all things. Please, Lord, I pray that you be with each and every one of the families that are here today. For those that are listening over the phone, for those that will be listening at a later time, be with us. And for those that are not here, for whatever reason, dear Father God, and I pray that you guide and protect them and send your Holy Spirit to be among them on your blessed Sabbath day. Please let it be that they're not found lacking and that they are in remembrance and honoring you on this day, dear Father God. I pray for all that are sick and shut in, those that are not able to open the mouth, dear Father God, to say a praise. I know that you're a God of hearts, dear Father God. And I know that you hear us and you know our thoughts and everything. And I pray that even though some may not be able to speak or walk or anything today that is hindering them, that you, dear Father God, that they cry out to you, dear Father. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. Please help us to continue to veer and stay away from the traditions of men, as many will be saying Happy New Year or Merry Christmas or whatever it is, dear Father God. Help us Christians that know better to stand and to tell them the truth about these things, dear Father God, and not to be afraid or to think that we are going to offend anyone by telling them the truth, dear Father God. Thank you so much for keeping us, for giving us the truth, dear Father God. It is such a relief to know the truth about you, dear Father God. And I pray that each and every one of us here will learn and to stand on it, dear Father, and not to become partakers of anything that is not of you. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 19, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And I will give you, and I will give unto thee, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven," "and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosened in heaven." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross in our study book, Isaiah of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Matthew 23:8. "But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren." Matthew 23:10. "Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ."
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. "And he had put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, "which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Amen.
Ephesians 1, 2, 3, "which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and make rash his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord."
The Psalm 2:12, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath does kindle but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him."
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to be discussing, dear one, pages 413 through 415. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 413. Peter had expressed the truth which is the foundation of the church's faith, and Jesus now honored him as the representative of the whole body of believers. He said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou hast bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Desire of Ages, pages 113, paragraph 5. On the side it says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Matthew chapter 6, verse 19.
The
keys
of the keys
kingdom
of heaven are the words of Christ. All the words of Holy Spirit
scripture
Says
his
and are here
included.
These words have brought
power
to
open
and to
what's the opposite of open
shut.
Good.
This
is heaven.
Heaven. Thy.
They.
They.
Declare.
Declare the.
Conditions.
Conditions.
Two words, is compound word.
Up on.
Mm-hmm.
Which men are.
Received.
Received or.
Rejected.
Rejected.
Thus.
Thus. The.
Work.
Work. Of.
Those.
Those.
Who.
People.
Preach.
Preach God's words. Is a.
Sound it out. Save or.
War.
Save or.
Several. Of. Life. Unto. Life or.
Of. Death.
Death.
Unto. You said it right here, same word.
Death.
Theirs.
Theirs is a.
Mission.
Mission.
Waited.
Waiting.
With.
With.
Eternal results.
Eternal vision.
Desire of Ages, page 413, paragraph 6.
Question, boys and girls. What did Peter express to be the foundation of the church faith, and what did Jesus give him in return for this truth? And what are the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and where are they found today, dear ones? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, bubble up.
The truth, Jesus.
Honored
him as the representative of the whole body of believers. He said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and the keys of the kingdom of heaven are the words of Christ, all the words of Holy Scripture are his and are here included.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. I mean, 5.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word.
Continue, and welcome to all the family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 414, bubble up.
Sarah, blessing everyone. Desire of Ages, page 414. The Savior did not commit the work of the gospel to Peter individually. At a later time, repeating the word that was spoken to Peter, he applied them directly to the church. And the same insistence was spoken also to the 12 as representative of the body of believers. Amen. If Jesus had delegated any special authority to one of the disciples above the other, we should not find them so often contending as to whom should be the greatest. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, this is page 414. They have submitted to the wish of their master and honor the one who he had chosen. This is 414, paragraph 1. Instead of appointing one to be their head, Christ said to the disciple, "Be not ye called rabbi, neither ye be called master, but one is yours master, even Christ." Matthew 23, verse 8 and 10. This average is 114, paragraph 2. And then the next, and beside it, it says, "For one is your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 23:9. "Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even Christ." Matthew 23:10. "And call no man your father upon the earth, but ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Did the Savior, because of his statement to Peter, commit the work of the gospel to him individually? And what evidence would there have been if our Savior had delegated special authority to one of the disciples above the others? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
No, at a later time, repeating the words to the 12 as representatives of the body of believers, also he applied them directly to the church, and they would have submitted to the wish of their master and honor the one whom he had chosen.
In continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 414. The head of every man is Christ. God, who put all things under the Savior's feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. The church is built upon Christ as its foundation. It is to obey Christ as its head. It is not to depend upon man or be controlled by man. Amen. And on this slide it says, "Put not your trust in princes nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help." And that is Psalms chapter 146, paragraph 3. And it says also, it says here, the head of every man is Christ, and that was a reference from 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. And God the Father is over Jesus, is over man, is over woman. And that's just like a little slide that shows the breakdown of it. God, Jesus, man, and woman. Amen. Many claim that a position of trust in the church gives them the authority to dictate what other men shall believe and what they shall do. This claim does not sanction the Savior. Amen. The Savior declares, "All ye are brethren, all are exposed to temptation and are liable to error. Upon no finite being can we depend for guidance. The rock of faith is the living presence of the church, of Christ in the church." And on the page, the slide next to it, there's a diagram, and it's a reference from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. And it starts off with the fullness of Christ, and then it goes to the apostle, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and the arrow points to prepare God's people, and then the arrow points to for works of service, and another arrow points to build up the body of Christ, and the arrow points then points to unity and maturity, and this leads back to the fullness of Christ. And it also says, upon this rock, which we know the rock to be Jesus Christ, will I build a church. And it consists of faith and love in Jesus Christ and obedience in Jesus Christ. And continuing on the next slide. Upon this, the weakest may depend upon, and those who think themselves the strongest will prove to be the weakest, unless they make Christ their efficiency. Amen. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm. The Lord is the rock. His work is perfect. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4, Psalm chapter 2 verse 12, and this was from Desire of Ages, page 414, paragraph 3. And on the slide it says here, trust no one. And this is the reference from Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Amen. And it also says here, the Lord is the rock, his work is perfect. In another slide here it says, he is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. And that's a reference from Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4. And then another reference from Psalm chapter 2 verse 12. It says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Who is the head of every man and the head of the church? And on who is the foundation of the church built and should depend upon? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
The head of every man is Christ, God who put all things under the Savior's feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of his, the fullness of him that filleth all in him. And the church is built upon Christ as its foundation. It is obey Christ to be head. It is not to depend upon man or to be controlled by man.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Can we depend on the guidance of finite men? And what does the scripture state? And what did the Savior declare why we shouldn't depend on man, and who should we depend on? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, babala.
No. Upon. No.
Finite
being. Can we depend for guidance? Curse the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. And the Savior declares, all ye are brethren, all are exposed to temptation, and are
liable
to error, and the Lord is the rock, his work is perfect, blessed are all.
Desire of Ages, page 414. After Peter's confession, Jesus charged the disciples to tell no man that he was the Christ. This charge was given because of the determined opposition of the scribes and Pharisees. More than this, the people, and even the disciples, had so false a conception of the Messiah that a public announcement of him would give them no true idea of his character or his work. But day by day he was revealing himself to them as the Savior, and thus he desired to give them a true conception of him as the Messiah. Desire of Ages, page 414, paragraph 4. and on the sides it upright. And on the top left side it says, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16, King James Version.
Amen. I apologize, my connection is really going crazy. It's a new router, so we apologize for the difficulties. Question, boys and girls. After Peter's confession, why did Jesus charge the disciple to tell no man that he was the Christ? And what did the Savior desire to give them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
This
charge
was
given
because of the
determined
opposition of the
scribes
and
Pharisees.
Michael?
No. Help him.
And
the disciples.
Conception of the
Messiah
in a
true.
Same
word that was up there.
Conception of him. As the
Messiah,
he was
revealing
himself
day by day.
Desire of Ages, page 415. The disciples still expected Christ to reign as a temporal prince. Although he had so long concealed his design, they believed that he would not always remain in poverty and obscurity. The time was near when he would establish his kingdom, that the hatred of the priests and rabbis would never be overcome, that Christ would be rejected by his own nation. On the top side it says, Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? James 2:5. Condemned as a deceiver and crucified as a malefactor, such thoughts the disciples had never entertained. But the hour of the power of darkness was drawing on, and Jesus must open to his disciples the conflict before them. He was sad as he anticipated the trial. This Desire of Ages, page 115, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What was still the disciples' expectation of their master? And what thought had the disciple never entertain, and why was Jesus sad? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The disciples still expected Christ to reign as a temporal prince, although he had so long concealed his design, and that Christ would be rejected by his own nation, condemned. As a deceiver and a crucifier.
Where's the A at? I don't see an A there.
Crucified. As a malefactor. And he was sad as he anticipated.
Good job, little ones. Let's learn our last song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy quote in the book Ministry of Healing, and that is located in page 122, paragraph 1 and 3.
Oh. surpassing power that Christ exercised when he walked visibly among men is in his word, is in his word. The same power in them he is speaking to us individually, as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are these from the tree, which is for the healing of the nations, leaves from the tree. Received, assimilated, they are to be the strength of the character, the inspiration and sustenance of the life. Nothing besides can impart that courage, faith which gives vital energy to that whole being, ministry of healing, page 122.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, I would like to thank first the Lord for allowing the presentation to be continued without no interruption. And we have come to the section where we ask all the little ones to come close because it's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. On the last day of this year, December 31, 2016, it's story time. From a slave to sin to a prince of God. And he, God, said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. I'm changing your name." That's what he said. "For as a prince thou hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." In other words, you've overcome. Genesis 32:28. Because of this deception practiced to secure his father's blessing, that is, deceiving or lying, remember how Jacob went to his blind father and said, "I'm Esau, give me your blessing." That's sad thing. The sad thing is that his mommy put him up to it. That blessing was intended for Esau. Jacob had fled for his life, alarmed or scared by his brother's deadly threats. Jacob must have been told by one of the servants, "I hear your brother says he's going to kill you for what you did to him." After remaining for many years in exile, and exile means that he was a person living in a foreign country for fear of his life, he had set out at God's command to return with his wives and children, his flocks and herds, to his native country. Native country means the land of his fathers. Let me see. Do I have my volume up? Yes. The land of his fathers, or where he was born. On reaching the borders of that land, he was filled with terror by the tidings, that's the news, of Esau's approach at the head of a band of warriors or soldiers. They had weapons. They were going to do some harm. Doubtless bent on revenge, Jacob just knew that Esau had not forgotten what he had done to him, and he was out to kill him. Having sent his family away that they might not witness or see his distress, Jacob remains alone to intercede with God. Jacob prayed to God for help and protection. Jacob was in the great crisis of his life, turned aside to pray. He was filled with one overmastering purpose. That means his number one purpose was to seek for transformation of character or a change of character. But while he was pleading with God, an enemy, he thought, as he supposed, placed his hand upon him. Somebody grabbed him in the dark Have you ever had someone sneak up on you in the dark and grab you? It frightened him. And all night he wrestled for his life. But the purpose of his soul was not changed by peril of life. When he strengthened, or when his strength was nearly spent, that means he was all tired out, the angel put forth his hand, his divine power, and touched. And at his touch, Jacob knew him, knew with whom he had been contending. Jacob knew that only an angel could cripple him with a touch. Wounded and helpless, he fell upon the Savior's breast, pleading for a blessing. He would not be turned aside nor cease his intercession. Jacob continued pleading for help, and Christ granted the petition or request of this helpless, penitent soul. Penitent means he was sorry for his sins. He repented, and according to his promise, Christ's promise, let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me. Jacob pleaded with determined spirit. He wouldn't give up. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. This spirit of repentance, or his continual repentance, was inspired by him, the angel, Jesus, who wrestled with the patriarch. It was he who gave him the victory, and he changed his name from Jacob to Israel, saying, as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. You pass the test, you win. That for which Jacob had vainly wrestled, that means he had tried to win or conquer, in his own strength was won through self-surrender and steadfast faith. That is, a faith that would not give up. Sons and Daughters of God, page 127. And he, God, said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. I'm changing your name. For as a prince thou hast had power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, Brother Dick. And welcome to all the precious family. But we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Gary.
Amen. So next week, near ones, we will continue with part 4 in our chapter 45, and that will be held on January 7, 2017. We would like to thank all the precious little ones that participated and the parents as well. We hope and pray that you were blessed, and may the Lord bless you and keep you during this blessed Sabbath. Have a blessed one, everyone, and God bless. Don't forget, dear ones, Jesus Christ reigns over all in all.